The first Ohio Guide was part of President Roosevelt's Federal Writers Program to create jobs during the Depression. Travel guides were written for most of the states as part of the American Guide series that provided employment for unemployed white-collar workers. It started in August of 1935. The state director in Ohio was Harlan Hatcher. He wrote about the project.
The Writers Project in Ohio employs 132 people in all capacities, including typists, research workers, writers, and editors.
They went to work collecting and writing material that would become the Ohio Guide. The 649-page book that was created talks about what life was like in the barometer state. Hatcher wrote,
"We have around 7 million people in Ohio now. They live in every imaginable kind of community. They are sprawled all over big, amorphous Cleveland. They live in more little towns and villages than the people of any other state."
The writers who worked for the Ohio Writers Project were sent to every county in the state and charged with finding facts about natural settings,
early history, later history, transportation, health and sanitation.
Gallia County has a lot of historical interest. Floods, raids, settlements.
The largest Hungarian colony in America is in Cleveland. When the wine grapes are harvested in October, men, women, and children.
The Federal Writers Project succeeded in creating jobs and also in highlighting a sense of national cultural achievement. The American Guide series, of which the Ohio Guide was a part, was intended as a panoramic portrait of the nation. Our new Ohio Guide puts a 21st century spin on that earlier work. The Ohio Humanities Council has asked radio producers from around the state to recreate some of the tours as audio tours. Downloadable MP3s that travelers can get for free from the web, pop in their car, and go to explore Ohio. Here's a sample of what you'll hear.
Huffman Prairie doesn't look like much at first. There are no museums or monuments in sight, not many buildings either. In fact, it looks pretty much like a prairie. But this place oozes history in a way few places can. This is where powered flight became practical, could be controlled, and flights didn't end with faces full of dirt and broken biplanes anymore.
Fort Meigs is the largest wooden fort ever built in North America. And it's easy to see why they built it here. Marching up this 40-foot bluff from the Maumee River seems like suicide for an enemy army.
The place, Akron, Ohio. The time, the morning of August 16th. The excitement, the All American and International Soapbox Derby Finals.
And then kind of winding around it is Derby Downs, where the All American Soapbox Derby, probably one of the great defining.
Each week this travel season will take you on a part of a tour. So sit back, listen, and be an armchair traveler for the Road Trip radio series. I'm Sandra Slightbrennan.